I was supposed to record the gospel too, but it's so short, so add it later. Well, this is a very short gospel, and we have here this, of course, this woman cries out, you know, blessed is the womb that carried you. This is apparently a compliment to Jesus' mother. We might say today something like, how lucky your mother was to have you, or something like that. Perhaps some of your parents have gotten this sometimes among Catholic circles, to have a daughter become a nun or a son become a priest. You know, parents get this. Oh, you're so lucky to have a daughter who's a nun. And mothers, at least my mother, loves this when she gets this kind of treatment. So, so Jesus is not going to let his mother get this compliment. It seems that at least he doesn't feel that this is the compliment that should be paid his mother. Blessed is the womb that carried you and the breast that nursed you. And he replies, rather, blessed are those who hear the word of God and observe it. Huh? It seems to turn the attention away from Mary, but in fact, I think this response of Jesus really gives credit to Mary where it belongs. Huh? Really Elizabeth says it. Blessed are you who believed that what was said to you would come to fulfillment. So it was Mary's observing God's wish that she become the mother of God and hearing the word of God that really is where she should be praised and considered blessed. The rest of it's just biology. Having Jesus and nursing Jesus, well, that's really God's work, not Mary's work. St. Francis de Sales points this out in the introduction one place. He says, how quick we are to take compliments on things we shouldn't take any credit for. You have such curly hair. Well, thank you. What did you do? You know, that was, God did that, you know. And we really kind of live on that level, you know. I'm not discouraging people from complimenting, but you know, people will go up and, you know, stuff that you have nothing to do about. You look so nice today, you know. Well, maybe put a little makeup on, I don't know, but you know, it's basically God that it gives you your looks, and or even some of our talents. Now we spend some time toning our talents, so I guess you could say, but you know, you have a great voice. You're so good at this, or you're so good at that. You're such a good speaker. You're such this. Well, really, most of this is really God that did this. Not that we don't work a little bit at it. So people tend to compliment on that level. I can't tell you how many compliments I get on how I crack eggs. Debbie will know this. I can crack an egg with one hand. So people will go through the line, look at him crack those eggs. I get that comment all the time. You know, well, the first time it was kind of nice. But after 13 years, I could care. People know that I can crack an egg with one hand. And really, really, pretty much, the credit goes to God who created this thumb that can move like this. So they call it, you know, like they say, that's really why you can do that stuff. It's really God who created the hand. What this suggests is perhaps we're complimenting people in the wrong way. And as people that are trying to live not on the surface of life, but the interior life, something a little deeper, maybe we need to reflect on how we're complimenting one another when we say, blessed are you, or how wonderful, or something like that. And that is that when we're doing God's will. In other words, to give the example back to the kitchen, it's not that I can crack an egg with one hand, it's that I'm still doing it. It's that I've had this assignment for 13 years, and Debbie knows I'm not really too keen about doing all these breakfasts, and there's days I just go, what am I doing? Some days I'm mopping the floor going, these kids think I'm all on some kind of safety plan. You know, the ego gets going. You know, like I'm not allowed to minister as a priest. You know, so the imagination gets going, right? You know, the ego. I'm going, nobody else. Well, their priests are giving talks. I'm in there mopping the floor. You know, nobody. Well, sometimes they'll say you mop the floor nice, but you know, the credit really goes to the person who made the mop. You know, like yourself, seems to me. What, if anything, it's that I'm still doing it. And it's not just me, it's all of us. That when Jesus says, blessed are you who hear the word of God and obey it, observe it, this should make us proud, but it should make us feel good. It's what should make us feel good. And sometimes I think that I'll just make when I'm feeling a little bit down, that the assignment's gone a little too long in my mind, or it's not that exciting, or I don't get much from it, or people, I go, but I, this is my assignment, which in religious life is, this is my duty. And of course, this is for St. Francis de Sales. The duty of one's life is where one finds God's will. I'm not saying you can never ask for a change and you discern that, maybe it's time to move on, but I'm just saying that at this given day, no provincial is going to show up and say, I got a new assignment for you until I'm done with the floor. So the floor is what I'm supposed to be doing or whatever that you're doing, teaching again, the monotonous stuff of life. This is God's will for you at that moment. And so what we should be saying is, you know, sister, how wonderful you're still doing that job. Blessed are you. Blessed are you. Not that you can play musical instruments so well, which is usually what you get, but blessed are you for doing it day after day after day at every liturgy. That's you know, serving the community and doing God's will. That's the blessed. You know? And of course, if you feel that you're maybe, as every community has this, there's, you look around and you go, well, they're more talented than me. There's always a group of people, you know, they're less talented than me. And, but this is, you know, we really shouldn't be doing that. But that doesn't even matter, because that's all what God gives you and gives people. And some people seem to have a lot more talent than others, it seems to me. But it doesn't really matter. They're, you know, if they do or they don't, you know. What's important is just that, not just. The important thing is that we're doing God's will. See, that kind of evens everything out. And if we're doing God's will with a cheerful heart, blessed are we. Blessed are we. Here's the clue if you're attached to the other more surface, and that is you care. If I actually care when people don't compliment my egg cracking, I'm too attached to the egg cracking. I actually am taking credit for the way God made the human hand. If someone doesn't compliment my singing or my work or my whatever it is that's my talent, they don't come up and say that homily was great or whatever, if I actually care about that, then I know that I'm living the surface of life. It's time to let go of all of that, huh? That is not important at all. That's the message of this gospel in this short verse. It's not that my mother could give birth and that she could nurse me, because God created the human body to do all of that. What's really wonderful about my mother and wonderful about us is that we hear the word of God and we observe it. For that and that alone, may we feel good and give credit to God where it's God, and thank God for the opportunity to love and serve Him. May God be blessed.